Joe Biden performs a scripted one-act play that was supposed to be a press conference. Kamala Harris gets assigned to be the czar to fix the border crisis. Are you kidding me? Plus, how about those tax cuts for the rich? All that and more. I'm Bobby Eberle. This is a 13-Minute News Hour.
And God bless the United States of America.
All right, friends, welcome to the show. Happy Friday. Hope you had a great week. If you're new to the show, thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to start with the big event, Joe Biden in his first major press conference, addressing reporters, addressing the nation, except it occurred in the early afternoon, so you couldn't even watch it in prime time when he got home from work, and it was completely lame, a staged event. I mean, Joe Biden was there, I guess, and reporters were there. But that doesn't make it a press conference. This was completely safe, completely scripted. He knew he was going to call on. He had a list of reporters with their names and faces, pictures on it, to ask them to go in order, you know, to leave out Fox News. And he knew the answers. He had scripts for every single topic. He would turn to them. It's not like just having a couple facts to bring out new information for people. This was the whole script. And you could see it in some of the responses. It was absolutely lame, and it was a waste of time. This showed us nothing except to reaffirm that Joe Biden's losing it, that he can't handle this, that everything has to be prepped and staged and according to script. After he gave an opening statement, here's how things got going.
Now I'll be happy to take your questions. Zeke, Associated Press.
See, this is not a spontaneous press conference. It's a script. It's according to plan. And look at the question that he gets asked by this Associated Press reporter.
One of the defining challenges you face in the coming months is how to deliver on your promise to Americans on issues like immigration reform, gun control, voting rights, climate change. All of those right now are facing stiff, united opposition from Republicans on Capitol Hill. How far are you willing to go to achieve those promises that you made to the American people?
So basically this reporter said, hey, Joe Biden, on your left-wing agenda of open borders and gun control and voting rights and climate change, how hard are you going to go after those Republicans? How much are you going to bash them to advance this left-wing agenda? It's outrageous, this question. And here's what's funny, is that the Democrats and the media, the left, Joe Biden himself always talks about unity, bringing people together. Joe Biden even said at this press conference that he's a nice guy, that he's a uniter. And yet the questions, the answers are all slamming President Trump, which he did multiple times, and conservatives, Republicans in general. It's just outrageous. That was question number one. Then here's the next reporter.
When it comes to the filibuster, which is what Zeke was asking about, there's immigration is a big issue, of course, when it related to the filibuster, but there's also Republicans who are passing bill after bill trying to restrict voting rights. Chuck Schumer is calling it an existential threat to democracy. Why not back a filibuster rule that at least gets around issues including voting rights or immigration? Jim Clyburn, someone of course who you know very well, has backed the idea of a filibuster rule when it comes to civil rights and voting rights.
Again, how about ending the filibuster so we could stop those evil Republicans? That's what they're doing. He's asked about the filibuster so we can stop the Republicans. The reporter was clearly in it with him just by the way the question was phrased. That's all against the Republicans. No independent journalists at all. And Biden, for his part, he went on this long ramble about immigration. Nothing to do with the filibuster. They just kept going on and on and on. In fact, he completely forgot the question. He forgot about the filibuster and had to be reminded. And his response is just classic.
Filibuster. Filibuster. You know, with regard to the filibuster, I believe we should go back to a position of the filibuster that existed just when I came to the United States Senate 120 years ago.
So he has to be reminded about the filibuster question and then talks about when he was back in the Senate 120 years ago. Didn't even bat an eye, just keeps going. It was just outrageous. And just one more example, because there's so much to cover. Question on North Korea. They just tested two ballistic missiles. And as the question is being asked, he's already paging to his North Korea script. and just flat out reads the full answer. Here you go.
Let me say that, number one, UN Resolution 1718 was violated by those particular missiles that were tested. Number one, we're consulting with our allies and partners, and there will be responses if they choose to escalate. We will respond accordingly. But I'm also prepared for some form of diplomacy.
So that's Joe Biden in action. And as you can see, he is not up to the job. If anything, the press conference revealed that he can't handle it. Everything has to be staged. Everything has to be prepared. Everything has to be scripted. That's the only way he could do it. And it showed that the left, the journalists, the Biden administration, they're all in against the Republicans. It has nothing to do with unity at all. Fox News wasn't called on. Newsmax wasn't called on. Biden was asked a question about China and human rights. He goes on this long ramble about his relationship with the Chinese leader, on and on and on and on. And then finally at the end, he says, yeah, human rights good, China bad in that. I mean, whatever. It was so bogus, folks. And again, it just shows the nature of Joe Biden. He was elected, and the people that voted for him, you got to wonder, what were you thinking? What were you thinking when you have a situation like this where he can't even answer questions and hold a press conference? All right, so next, talk about decision-making from Joe Biden. Here's a big one. But first, if you're new to the show or haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe. And when you do, please hit that bell so you'll be notified. We're making our push for 150,000 subscribers, and we could do it with your help. All right, let's talk about immigration, the border crisis, because Joe Biden has made a major decision. He has decided that Kamala Harris is going to be the one to fix it. That's right. He has appointed Kamala Harris to be the czar of the border crisis, to fix the situation that's going on down there. And here's the story. President Biden acknowledged that the border is experiencing serious spikes of illegal immigration and gave Vice President Kamala Harris the job of fixing it. In her first top-profile deployment, Ms. Harris will look for ways to stem the flow of people and to work on Mr. Biden's longer-term goal of nation-building in Central America, where he hopes to mitigate factors that encourage people to leave. Most of the migrant surge originates in Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. I can think of nobody who is better qualified to lead international negotiations, Mr. Biden said of his vice president, citing her time as attorney general in California. Can you believe this? Kamala Harris is charged with fixing the crisis at the southern border. Kamala Harris. The only person that I think is more incompetent than Harris is Joe Biden. It's just outrageous. She has done nothing to help the southern border. In fact, she has been hostile to Border Patrol and those who are trying to keep the border secure. Here's more. While Ms. Harris served as district attorney in San Francisco, she authored an opinion that provided legal cover for sanctuary cities to refuse to cooperate with ICE detainer requests, setting the stage for the extreme sanctuary policies in California. Ms. Harris bragged about these actions last year on the debate stage during the Democrat primary. She also raised her hand in support of decriminalizing illegal border crossings, voiced her opposition to deporting illegal aliens if they had not committed crimes, and said she supported giving illegal immigrants free health care. So that's the person in charge of trying to fix the southern border. Kamala Harris, hostile to Border Patrol, hostile to ICE, wants to open the borders, decriminalize illegal immigration, no more deportations. That's who's going to solve the problem. And what does that say about Joe Biden's judgment or his commitment? We know right there, it's completely revealed what they want at the southern border. It's not security. It's not law and order. It's not the rights of American citizens. It's everything counter to that. Here's Harris's reaction. While we are clear that people should not come to the border now, we also understand that we will enforce the law and that we also, because we can chew gum and walk at the same time, must address the root causes that cause people to make the trek, as the president has described, to come here, she said. Wow, what a waste of time. What a statement. It shows they are not committed to doing anything except sending tax dollars to countries that should be fixing the problem themselves. You would think that these countries want to keep their citizens, want to keep their people there, and do things that actually promote that. Instead, they're just having corrupt governments, bad-run countries, and expecting money from the United States of America. That is not the right approach. The more money we send, they don't fix anything. It just keeps coming. People keep coming, and we keep sending money. Let's secure the border. Let's put America first. That's what we need to do. So next, let's talk about tax cuts, because Joe Biden and the left, they always want to have a villain. They want to pit people or interests against each other. Black versus white, rich versus poor, country versus urban. I mean, you see it over and over again. And one of the things is with taxes. They want to blame the rich for everything. They want you to think the rich are somehow villains. Joe Biden said 83% of all the tax cuts went to the 1%, the richest 1% in the country. A statement that is flat out wrong. And here's the story. The beneficiaries of the 2017 tax reforms were not confined to the top earners. In fact, an overwhelming majority of American taxpayers received a tax cut through the Trump Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. 82% of American middle-class households received a tax cut and received an average tax cut of $1,260. 90% of Americans saw an increase in take-home pay. The tax cuts raised wage growth by 3.3% and helped foster historic lows in unemployment. All right, here's one thing I want to point out. Joe Biden's so proud of his COVID relief bill. It's going to stimulate the economy. It's going to completely turn things around. And why? Because people are getting a one-time $1,400 check. Like, that's supposed to change everything. Well, look at the tax cuts. People got nearly $1,300, not once, but every single year, an adjustment in their pay because their taxes went down. So if COVID, a one-time payment, is so great, what about a perpetual payment? Isn't that even better? No, not if you're a Democrat, because one leads to freedom and the other is about control. It's absolutely outrageous, but that's Joe Biden, and here's more. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center estimated in 2018 that the top 1% would get 20.5% of the tax cuts. The top 20% would get 65.3%. Higher income people pay most of the income tax, so cuts to income taxes tend to benefit them. The top 20% of households, for example, earn 53% of pre-tax income and pay 68% of all income taxes, according to the Peter Peterson Institute. So those are the facts, folks. But look at the Democrats. They want to use the politics of division as they call for unity. They want to blame the rich. They want everyone to hate the rich. Instead of aspiring to be better and to be the rich, they want them to be the villain. That's the Democrats. That's their politics. All right, so next, let's talk about H.R. 1, because this bill in Washington is absolutely the worst bill. It's everything the Democrats want to make elections insecure. I mean, you're talking about voter ID and ballot harvesting and mail-out ballots. Everything that they saw benefited them in an insecure way in the 2020 elections, that's what they want. Now, Senator Ted Cruz has been a vocal opponent of this bill. He was on Fox News, and here's how he sums it up.
So I think this is the single most dangerous bill being considered by Congress right now. It is the Corrupt Politicians Act, because it is designed to entrench corrupt politicians in office and to keep Democrats in power for 100 years.
The Corrupt Politicians Act. I just love that, because that tells the full story. The Democrats are corrupt. They don't want security. They don't want just legal people voting. They want a free-for-all. Here's more.
What does it do? It has the federal government take over all elections. It repeals virtually all of the common sense state integrity laws for election integrity. So, for example, 29 states have voter ID laws, including my home state of Texas. The Corrupt Politicians Act repeals every one of them, says it's illegal to require identification to vote. The Corrupt Politician Act also mandates universal mail-in voting everywhere for no reason whatsoever. And it mandates ballot harvesting, which 31 states have made illegal. That's paid political operatives that say go to a nursing home and they collect hundreds of ballots.
So there you go. No more voter ID, sending out absentee ballots, not rarely, but to everybody, mail out ballots for all, and ballot harvesting, a recipe for disaster right there. Corruption run amok when you're just saying, I'll collect it for you. I'll drop it off. Oh, and by the way, Why don't you fill it out and vote for this person? They don't. You can just throw it out. But that's not all. There's even more to it.
What it does is it automatically registers anyone who interacts with the government, anyone who gets a welfare check, an unemployment check, anyone who gets a driver's license, anyone who goes to a public university. The Democrats know that will result in millions of illegal immigrants being registered to vote. And that is their objective, is to get millions of illegal immigrants to vote. And it also strikes down all the state laws limiting felons, limiting criminals from voting. This law mandates that when anyone leaves prison, they can immediately vote.
Registering illegal aliens to vote. How is that even legal? How is that legal if they are illegal? Voting is for American citizens to vote on American issues that result in using American taxpayer money. It's just outrageous. And Cruz, thankfully, he is fighting hard against this bill. And finally, since we ran late, we have no full relaxed brain segment. Cruz was asked about his comments to the snowflake reporter he encountered the other day, and here's how it went.
Yeah, when I'm talking to the TV camera, I'm not going to wear a mask, and all of us have been immunized, so.
It'd make us feel better.
You're welcome to step away if you like. The whole point of a vaccine, CDC guidance, is what we're following.
So Senator Ted Cruz explained that reporter ended up leaving. He left. He said, nah, I'm not going to do this. And why? Because Senator Ted Cruz does what Jen Psaki does all the time, speaking at the podium, not wearing a mask. Joe Biden, not wearing a mask. It's outrageous, folks. Senator Ted Cruz said they were vaccinated, but it's not about the science. It's about the optics. It's about feelings now. How you feel about it, you're going to impose mask wearing on people just so you'll feel better. Give me a break. That's our mini relaxed brain. And folks, that's our show for today. So before you go, please subscribe. And when you do, please hit that bell so you'll be notified. And we'll see you next time. I'm Bobby Eberle. This is a 13-Minute News Hour. Okay, friends, thanks so much for watching. And before you go, please hit that subscribe button. Hit that bell so you'll be notified. And here's a special video just for you so you can watch even more of the 13-Minute News Hour. And don't forget to check out GOPUSA.com for the best in conservative news and commentary. We'll see you next time.